Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. You're listening to Mark Kent, and I'm here taking Carl Bott's place and Linda this morning. They're out on, I don't even know where they're at. Are they sabbatical? Or are they, where are they at, Bob?
They're on Thanksgiving assignment.
They're on Thanksgiving assignment, yes.
Hey,
so secret,
there you go.
Secret Thanksgiving assignment. They're inspecting turkey legs. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host this morning, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning, Mark.
And our all-around great guy and soundboard operator and technician and producer, Bob Martin.
Filling in for our regular soundboard guy, producer and technician, Bob Balaji. Bad Bob has the morning off this morning.
Oh, there
well.
You go. So
it's all up to us.
We're the only fools that decided to come in.
Well, that depends on your definition of the word fool. I mean, we're in here where it's nice and warm. There are other people out there in line at the stores in 38-degree weather.
Well, that's true. Okay, so those guys are obviously bigger fools than we are. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Of course, we have no shortage of topics these days.
That's for sure.
If you're politically oriented at all. The first thing I kind of want to bring up is I want to talk about the recount on the Gary Cad race. Isn't that interesting stuff, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if you go on to Redding.com and the Reddit Record Searchlight website, it's interesting if you go to the look at the what the bloggerdites are, you know, blogging. You know, the whole thing is that's been really a joke is this is a nonpartisan group of businessmen and union leaders.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's nonpartisan. Who are the business leaders? And everybody seems to be a union guy. Now, you know, the reason I bring this up is I wanted to, you know, we all talk about words, you know, this is Orwellian doublespeak, in my opinion, because, you know, gee, what do words mean? If you change all the definitions of the words, then you can confuse everybody when you say you're something that you're really not. So let's start with the word bipartisan. Now, this is off the online dictionary, Merriam-Webster's, and it says bipartisan. This is relating to or involving two parties, marked or involving cooperation agreement compromise between two major political parties. Now, they say that they're bipartisan, but then on the blog, the bloggerites, well, that's right, they're bipartisan because, they're both Republicans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so let's see, bipartisan means cooperation between two parties. So how could they be bipartisan, number one, if they're the same party? Unless they're really not the same party.
Well, that depends on your definition, once again.
Yeah, because it's funny that they use this word bipartisan, and because if you said the word partisan, okay, partisan means a fervent, sometimes militant supporter or proponent of a party, cause, faction, or person or idea. Now, that wouldn't be the unions, would it?
No.
Now,
couldn't be.
I'm only bringing this up because I think it's kind of interesting how we can twist words to mean something different than they actually mean. Because if they bipartisan, that would mean they would be two parties.
Well, let's not overthink this. If it's bipartisan, that would imply that there are some Gary Cad supporters calling for a recount as well. And I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, and you know, bipartisan would mean that they would had two different parties on two different viewpoints. How can if they're both supposed to be on the same party, why is it bipartisan? They don't have the same viewpoint. So let me ask you this. If I vote for everything that's Democratic and I support every Democratic platform and I register as a Republican, Does that make me bipartisan if I'm arguing with a Democrat?
On that note, we need to check in with our...
Go for it, Bob.
Sounds like we're already on our second party this morning.
Have another cup of coffee.
We're checking in with our good friends at Wells Fargo Advisors for the Wells Fargo Market Minute, and Chris Lasondak joining us. How was your Thanksgiving, Chris?
Yeah, I had a great Thanksgiving, Bob. Thank you. Well, we're 30 minutes into today's shortened trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points at 12,918. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1399, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 20 points at 2946. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 85 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Nokia up 17 cents at 348, Bank of America adding a dime at 987, Hewlett-Packard up 30 cents at 1224, while Ford is up 13 cents at $11.05. Of local interest, PG&E down 20 cents at $39.89. Safeway is up 30 cents at $16.77. And North Valley Bank is unchanged at $14 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.69%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 31 cents a barrel at $87.69. And in precious metals, gold's up $5 an ounce at $17.34.06. Well, silver's up 24 cents at $33.52 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, thank you, Chris. Free Fire Radio continues this morning on AM 1460 with your hosts, Mark Kent and Linda Kent from Sovereign Minds. We just have to take a break here, then we'll get back into our conversation, and you can participate in the chat room at kcnr1460.com or over the phones at 605-4567.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Bob Martin here, along with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach, reminding you Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that other shops don't dare offer, from small chips up to 2 feet. Go see Jeff and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. You'll find Jeff at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster, 241-8373. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In for Carl and Linda this morning are Mark and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. How's it, everybody out there in radio land, as they say?
Recuperating from yesterday, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're still in a turkey-induced coma, you know, that might need some apple pie to revive them at some point today.
Caffeine is the drug of choice this morning.
Yeah, caffeine's a good thing.
Always.
Nectar of the gods. Okay, let's get back on it here. I have some quotes on deception here. Okay, this is interesting. There's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. That's Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. What a tangled web. Let's see. I like this one. A lie that is a half-truth is the darkest of all lies. That was Alfred Tennyson. Then we have, man is not what he thinks he is, it's what he hides. So, you know, the reason I'm on this line of thinking here, because, you know, this bipartisan, nonpartisan, partisan thing is driving me a little crazy, because, you know, when you say bipartisan, it indicates that you're somehow fair and for both sides, and you're an upstanding guy, and your group doesn't have any political affiliations
that
make you.
And you look outside the box.
Yeah, you're not slanted in any direction at all.
Right.
Okay. Now, if these guys.
When is a bipartisan entity ever demanded a recount? I mean, come on.
Now, Bob.
I know, but it's funny how the news media doesn't even question that. I'm listening to this on, and I go, oh, there's a new group, a PAC, and they're made up of businessmen, and they're bipartisan, and they're recounting them. And the first thing that pops in my mind is, which businessmen would those be? Oh, but you can't find out who that is, but we know that the principals are both union guys. Now,
right.
I'm not trying to be against the union here. I think I am, I must say, in full disclosure, against civil service unions, because the negotiations that take place between the politicians and the union bosses kind of leave out the general public. And if the general public is turning into, you know, a Zorro movie, you know, oh, it's the alcalde, you know, come to get the taxes. And to support the union guys that are all the guards operating the prison, and you're one of the peons that happened to be in the prison, guess what? You know, I'm thinking that that's not such a good thing. So I'm not against all unions, and I'm against fair labor. I'm against
fair wages.
Fair wage. I'm for. I'm against everything. I'm just a mean guy. I hate everyone. No, I mean, I'm for all of that stuff. I'm for fairness in the workplace. I'm for, you know, paying a living wage and all of that. But the problem with a lot of these union guys is that they go so far over the other way that what they're doing is they're putting the cities, counties, and states out of business, and the federal government as well. Because if you look at these contracts, they're unsustainable, because If you're making, you know, let's just pull a number out of the hat, 120 grand a year plus benefits that equal 160 grand a year, and you are, I don't know, a clerk, or I don't know, who makes that kind of money?
Well, that all depends on which city you're looking at and what position.
Well, I'm not sure what the average is in Shasta County, but let's just say $80,000 average.
I think it's more like 60, but
okay. Okay, let's say it's 60. Okay, what's the average wage in Shasta County for everyone else? Well, it's not 60. It's probably more like 30, 35. I don't know. All I'm saying is that when the public, who's supplying the Treasury with the funds to all these programs, gets to the point where the guys that are receiving the funds are starting to make twice as much as everybody else, that becomes an unsustainable problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can only produce so much and give so much.
Right.
And it's getting to the point that we don't have anything to give.
Right. And so that's my point. So, you know, I'm not really, like, guaranteed any retirement as an independent business owner. I don't have a retirement. It's whatever I put together. So I kind of start to resent the fact that I can't even afford a retirement, but I have to keep funding people a guaranteed retirement who are becoming my enemies to a degree because, you know, and I say that, you know, not in any vicious way, because if they're going to squeeze me to the point where I go out of business, that's not good for anybody.
Right.
See?
So well, Hostess being the latest example of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that the guys at the top are even, you know, stellar icons of virtue either. I mean, I haven't been able to confirm it, but I hear they give themselves this big, huge bailout before they sink the company. See?
Imagine that.
See?
If that's the case.
So what I'm saying is we don't have, you know, what they're doing is going after capitalism here, you are stifling the entrepreneurs who can't create the jobs. It's just a bad deal across the board. So, excuse me. So I want to get on this bipartisan thing and these words and these definitions because, you know, this is like Orwellian doublespeak where, you know, the words don't mean what they mean anymore. So it's easy to fool everybody on
right.
what your position is. Bipartisan indicates that there's two parties. Well, if they're both Republicans, does that mean that they're not bipartisan or bipartisan? And how can you be bipartisan if you have opposing viewpoints? And how can you be bipartisan if you're union, for example? You can't be bipartisan.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
So what's the definition of nonpartisan?
Well, nonpartisan is not aligned or affiliated to or influenced by or supporting one political party.
That's part of the dynamics of this particular race. The city council race is, by definition, a nonpartisan race. In other words, you're not affiliated or identified as Republican or Democrat.
Right. See, so I could go with nonpartisan, okay, but bipartisan indicates that we got Republicans and Democrats and opposing viewpoints, and you're not supporting one viewpoint or another.
Right.
So that doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, that's that's our word lesson for the day. You know how you can twist words to mean anything you want, and if you're not careful, after a while, the meanings don't mean anything anymore, like they were supposed to mean, originally, you know, intended to mean. So you know, and when the news media says, oh, just blanketly doesn't investigate, oh, this is a bipartisan group. So if Hitler runs for city council. Against Gary Cadden. I'm not saying, this not on Dick Dickerson. I'm just saying this is an imaginary, you know, okay. So is he bipartisan if somebody, if his SS squad, you know, asks for a recount?
Why?
Now that's an extreme example, but I'm saying how can that be bipartisan?
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I probably whipped that horse to death. Now I'm going to probably get my
Well, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize the difference in the definition.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, here. And so much anymore, people just take what they hear as the truth.
Well, that's my point.
And they don't investigate and do their own homework
educated. That's my point here, is that the media takes this and makes it worse by not calling things on the carpet like that.
Right.
Anyway, we got to go to a break, so... KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance, insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online. Call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Mark Kent and Linda Kent in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. We'll return to them in just a moment. After we remind you, Home Helpers of Reading, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. One of our sponsors on Free Fire Radio. Over 50 wonderful caregivers providing providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication, reminders, and personal care, all background checked, drug and DMV screened, bonded, and safe. Call Sharon to schedule an in-home assessment at no charge at 226-8350. That's Home Helpers, 226-8350. Good morning again, Mark.
Good morning. I hope nobody misunderstood what I was talking about, the Hitler thing, okay? I just wanted to do a comparison on this bipartisan stuff and the way that they don't report it. If Hitler submitted a memo to the local news that said I was bipartisan, does that make it so? Get the facts right, at least check the facts out here a little bit and give us a report that's non-biased. That would be refreshingly interesting.
Well, good luck with that, because we don't get much of that anymore.
Yeah, I know. I get so sick of the news not reporting or misreporting or half-truths and so forth. But moving right along, let's move on to emergency preparedness. Excuse me. I seem to have a little something going on here this morning. Okay, so we've got
nobody wants to think about food after yesterday.
Well, we don't have to eat, but
there's other ways to get prepared.
There's other ways to prepare besides trying to put enough fat on to survive the winter.
I did a good job of that yesterday.
Yeah,
I
think we all did our share. We took one for the team yesterday, so. Okay, so I wanted to hit a couple of things on some emergency preparedness. I want to encourage everybody to go to ErnieandDave.com. they have a great emergency preparedness part of their website there. You know, you go to their home and then there's the emergency page. And, you know, I highly recommend that you check all that out. 72-hour plans for getting prepared, food storage, storage preparation, food shelf life, just all kinds of good stuff. And Ernie and Dave really have been doing a great job in this particular arena, and I want to give them some kudos. They kind of say we never mention them. So,
yeah. All right, we got to take a break here for the business update and then more of Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green down on Wall Street as consumers don't appear to be the only ones in a buying mood this Black Friday. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up almost 70 points. German software group SAP is considering the possibility of listing its stock in one of the fastest-growing markets, China. But SAP will have to wait until China finalizes plans to set up an international board in Shanghai to attract foreign listings. SAP's already listed in both Germany and New York. And the Western Australia state government has given Rio Tinto the green light for a nearly $2 billion expansion of the country's largest iron ore mine. The agreement, which extends Rio's current iron ore project 8 years, has also received environmental approval. Like its rivals, Rio Tinto has been cutting coal mining jobs to counter weaker job prices, higher operating costs, and a strong Australian dollar. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We'll return to our guest hosts, Mark and Linda Kent, who are in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. After we take care of a couple of orders of business here at AM 1460 KCNR. Look at the weather forecast brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards. Sunny skies over Reading, a high near 69 for this Black Friday. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 45 and mostly sunny Saturday. 70 degrees for a high tomorrow, would you believe? Anselmo Vineyards bringing you the weather here on KCNR. We also want to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Tobacco and Brew. You'll find them at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call. Find out their latest specials, 223-1198, 223-1198. Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's, open 7 days a week under one roof. 2143 Hilltop Drive, or call 223-1198. And happy Black Friday, Mark.
Yeah, it is Black Friday.
In more ways than one?
And all that goes with it. Actually, it looks like it's going to be a great day out there. I highly encourage everybody to get their gardens in if they haven't been planting their winter vegetables. This month is going to be the month typically where you would do, you know, dormant spray on your trees and get them ready to go on your orchards. So I want to go over a couple of quotes here. The past is behind. Learn from it. The future is ahead. Prepare for it. The present is the president. The present is here. Live it. A little Freudian slip there.
Be careful now.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Be careful.
Four steps to achievement. Plan purposefully. Prepare prayerfully. Proceed positively. And pursue persistently. That's the eight P's, just in case you wanted to know.
Okay.
So there we have it.
You know,
so,
I was just on here looking at Ernie and Dave's website. Boy, they got a lot of good stuff going on here.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. They've done a great job on their website for really picking up the ball and carrying it here on the survival and
You stuck on the peas there over there?
The food storage.
So Ernie and Dave, of course, host Let's Sell It here on KCNR every Saturday morning from 7 to 8.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
A couple of great guys. Yeah.
The only program of its kind now on the air in Reading.
Yeah, yeah.
So we invite you to check Ernie and Dave.
Yeah, they sell
out.
Stuff, too.
Yeah.
They try to.
That's true. It'd be the only program of its kind, regardless of what they did.
So you guys should go on there and check it out, because there's some really cool stuff. There's also a food storage calculator on there. I know a lot of people have a hard time figuring out how much they need of what for their family size and all that, and it's all in one place.
Yeah, I think you see you're having some kind of contest where you send in your go bag stuff that's coming in. He's supposed to do that on Saturday. Probably send it.
Yeah,
in.
He said if he'd posted, he'd go through it and let you know how well your bag was put together and what you may need. And
good.
Yeah.
What's the correct spelling of their website?
It is Ernie and Dave. Ernie as in E-R-N-I-E, N as in N.
The letter N.
This is, I feel like, Sesame Street. And now the letter N. Ernie N. Dave, DAVE.com.
All right. Thank you, Big Bird.
Be careful there where you go with that one.
No, you know, Big Bird didn't make it over the holidays.
Big Bird was delicious.
Yeah, Big Bird.
Yes, he was.
Big Bird with gravy and cranberry sauce was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't get pardoned. So.
With that, let's move right along.
That's right. Brum, bum, bum. So, you know, another site that I was looking at here that's got some great information is the energyconservationinfo.org, and I highly recommend that you go there. There's a bunch of good things on there, PDFs and so forth, and essentials, and, you know, looking at different things, charts and so forth that would help you get prepared for different things. Now, there's another one here that I wanted to look at, too. Where did it go? I'm not seeing it right here. Okay, moving right along. Let's talk about something else here. Let's talk about some financial stuff. Okay?
All righty. Are we going on the fiscal cliff, or...
Well, we could go that way, but let's start with this one story, and we'll just kind of go into it. And then I want to go over some of the tax hikes of Obamacare that's coming and so forth. And the first story that I have comes from MSNBC, or no, I'm sorry, CNBC. And it says, even muni bonds may be targeted in the fiscal cliff talks.
So, all right.
There we go.
There we go.
Politicians working to avert the fiscal cliff. Boy. Yeah, that's another one of those Orwellian double speaks. Politicians working to avert the fiscal cliff.
It's hard to believe they got that all in one sentence there.
I never realized how, controversial that first little, these guys working to avert the fiscal cliff, these guys are the cause of the fiscal cliff. They may take some, and, you know, this is on both sides of the aisle here. Let's make an agreement to keep raising the debt ceiling, because that doesn't matter until the interest is more than all the tax money that we collect in the entitlements, so that we either have to dilute the economy by devaluing our currency or stop some of these programs and fall off the cliff financially. Yeah, they really worked hard at this, averting the fiscal cliff. It may take take away some advantages now.
Oh. Their advantages?
Shocker. Of tax-free municipal bonds. Now, this is something that people actually should know. This is serious. Dealing a blow to investors as well as local governments. In other words, they're talking, and this has actually been in some of the bills that have been proposed. It hasn't gone through yet. Excuse me. While Congress isn't yet expected to try to change municipal tax-free bond status, industry experts think lawmakers could take a first step by limiting how much income investors could deduct under the popular tax break, which has been around since 1913. Oh, go figure. Limiting the tax deduction could make muni bonds less popular, resulting in higher borrowing costs for state and local governments, particularly those in the weakest financial positions. Now, does any state come to mind that's in a weak financial position right now?
No, it couldn't be, like California leading the pack with that, No.
And, they're selling bonds on everything under the sun to finance all these high-speed projects and so forth that are going to nowhere.
Yeah.
So now it might be, what's the attraction? I mean, what it comes down to is if they're going to do this and limit the maybe I just should start at ground zero. When you have municipal bonds and they pay interest on the bonds, you don't have to necessarily report that interest on your tax return, which makes them tax favored so that, if you invest, you can receive income that's not considered income because you don't have to report it as such on your tax return. That makes that investment attractive, especially to older folks, so that they can, limit the amount that they have to report on their income tax return, thus lowering their tax liability and making it attractive to finance local state governments. Now, so what that's going to do is that's going to make those bonds quite a bit less attractive to investors to purchase, which would make the financing of local state government projects harder because who wants to get investments in, yeah, I know, these are safe investments, right? And there's no chance of them ever defaulting on the bonds. And so the borrowing costs for, nationwide could go up. And this is just not about wealthy investors. This is a tax on everyone. And so it's something that you should worry about. The muni bond proposals have shown up in several bills, including President Obama's Jobs Act last fall. Now, let me see if I got this straight. We're only going to raise tax on the people making over $250,000 a year, except for anybody who owns muni bonds.
Right.
Which is grandma and grandpa and the guy down the street.
Yeah, that goes clear across the board. There's a lot of people that are involved in those.
So we're only going to raise taxes on the rich people unless you catch us raising taxes on somebody else.
We're just not going to tell you.
We're just not going to make it real plain that that's what we're doing, because then we would have broken all of our campaign promises, which is pretty much normal anyway. So, why buck a trend?
Why stop?
So I guess we got.
I guess we're going to a break on that. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
744 down.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:48, 12 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Mark Kent and Linda Kent in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. And now more of Mark with Let's Get Fiscal.
Kind of want to stand up and start dancing on the chair or something.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Dunk my head in some coffee and flip it up so it looks like, you know.
Yeah, pay good money to see that.
All right, I'll be outside with the bucket, folks, taking money.
Yeah. Caffeinated. So, anyway.
You know, I have a question, like, with these bonds, with that 8% tax. Is that in conjunction with that people are going to be taxed
on?
Yeah,
that's going to be a different story, and that's going to be an aggregate amount on investments and so forth, and that's going to be across the board. So if it's claimed as income, then yeah, that in theory, because nobody really knows what's going on yet, that could actually be a double tax on the same dividend. So that's a good
that's
question.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so anyway, let's finish the story here, because we don't want to be spreading disinformation if we can help it. There's enough spreading of things going around in the media already without us adding to it. So, This is, okay, let's get back to the Job Act. For that reason, Nicholas and members of the Municipal Bonds of America Coalition head to Washington, D.C. on November 27th to meet with congressional leaders on the threat to muni financing. This is our first fly-in, said Nicholas of the coalition, which includes bond dealers and the state and local government officials. They're not only they're not the only interest group descending on Washington next week. Well, there's some zingers in this. They're not the only special interest group coming into Washington this next week when Congress returns from the Thanksgiving recess. Many groups want to make sure their cause is spared from budget cuts or revenue generating efforts as part of the fiscal cliff talks. Yeah, so nobody wants to be a part of the going over the cliff, you know, but they're like lemmings. Let me tell you something. We already went over the cliff. We just haven't hit the bottom yet.
I was going to say we haven't hit bottom yet.
Yeah, we just haven't hit the bottom yet. It's how hard we're going to hit. And that's all this is about.
And if we bounce, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the old Bumbles bounce thing, I guess, but Alexandra Liebenthal, the CEO of Liebenthal Corporation, said the muni bond industry may have been helped by the severe damage Superstorm Sandy inflicted on New York and New Jersey, which will now need to fund rebuilding. Before Sandy, there was much greater likelihood that the tax exemption of municipal bonds being on the block. In other words, I guess now that they got to refinance, you know, the whole East Coast, Maybe they shouldn't, put a tax on those muni bonds. You know what I mean? How screwed up is this? I mean, guys, we've descended in politically, you know, political stupidity mire.
Somebody in the administration, maybe it was Obama, I can't remember, but was spinning it earlier this week about how many additional jobs Hurricane Sandy is going to create as a result.
You know, this is the fallacy of this Keynesian garbage. It's like, well, if you break the store owner's window, then that creates jobs, and that boosts the economy. Well, the thing that they forgot about was when you break the window, that means that the store owner is going to spend his money on a window instead of having the money to spend someplace else, which would stimulate the economy by maybe expanding his business or hiring another person or buying something other than a window that might actually create more wealth as opposed to having to replace the wealth that was already broken.
Yeah, but that kind of goes along like with Pelosi. Isn't she the one that said the unemployment and stuff stimulated the economy,
One of the best stimulants for the economy.
You know.
Yeah.
Unemployment compensation.
This woman ought to be in the history books for the stupidest statements ever in political circles. I mean, read it.
Gotta pass the bill so we can find out what's in it.
So, in other words, let's play blind man's bluff with the economy and our everything. Let's just pass a bill that nobody can read or understand by a bunch of political guys that we don't even know who they are, appointed by somebody, you know, illegally when it comes to the Constitution. Yeah, that's got to be good for everybody in the country. I was watching that Hannity special. Excuse me. Last night, that he had on, what was it called? The, District of Corruption. And I'm not a big Fox fan, as everybody knows who knows me. I don't really like Fox. In fact, I have a pretty much distaste for the, mainstream, lamestream
media,
prostitutes
altogether
because they admit things, they lie about things, they slant things. You know, this bipartisan thing's a classic example that we talked about this morning. You know, you leave out some key information like their union bosses, so you think they're just some group coming from somewhere that, you know, to help the community to make sure that the election is done fairly. I'm sure that if Gary would have won, they would have jumped right in there and funded. I mean, if Dickerson
would
have won,
we were talking off the air. I think I said if Dickerson were ahead by 11 votes, would this so-called bipartisan group be as concerned about making sure that a recount was held?
Oh, I'm sure they would have just rushed right in and flopped 10 grand on the table to make sure that that was a fair vote because it was so close. And this is all for the benefit of you guys out there in Shasta County. Huh?
We're looking out for your welfare.
It's only for your own good.
Yep.
Yep. Where were we? I mean, you know, so we're back on Pelosi. You can't make this stuff up. You know, but the real deal is that, you know, when I was talking about, I was on Hannity.
Yeah.
You know, is that, that the district of corruption, you know, is exactly that. I mean, these guys are absolutely circumventing the Constitution on every other, thing they do, you know, whether it's appointing czars that don't have to be vetted by the Senate. I mean, the train of usurpation is so long, we can't even think of it all. I mean, these guys are not operating in our best interest anymore across the board, and we've got to start at the local state levels just to start getting control of the ship here, and this is one of them. I mean, unions aren't special interest, are they?
No.
They're bipartisan, last time I checked, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I guess with that, we are going to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
We're at 7:55. More of Mark Kent and Linda Kent, your Sovereign Minds hosts, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on this Black Friday. Stay tuned.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Whew, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth. Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Mark Kent and Linda Kent in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning, as we remind you at 7:58. To patronize Redding Harley-Davidson, one of our sponsors, Redding Harley-Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright, who remain intimately involved in the day-to-day business ever since. They carry a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles, along with a full service facility with experienced technicians, competent in diagnosis, service, and repair of your Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Sell your bike or trade it in. Financing is available. See them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding, or call them at 241-7117. Redding Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. They're open Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. And welcome back, Linda.
Welcome back. How are you doing there, Bob? I wasn't expecting that here. So Mark was out of the room, so let's pick it up here.
Welcome back.
I was asleep there, I guess.
Your
sorry about
dreams
that, guys.
Were your ticket out.
Okay, you got
okay.
1 minute to wrap this song up here.
Okay, so I want to finish this story. So, you know, basically, what, you know, they're saying here is that, you would be limited in terms of the deduction you can take in the term, in the terms of your tax exempt income to at least the earlier 28% tax bracket. In the past, you could have obviously had so much tax exempt income that you were in no tax bracket or in a lower tax bracket than the 28%. That's what people should be thinking about now is are you, at the 28% bracket or above? And, you know, the 28% level is also proposed in the Jobs Act last year. After this week, Congress is expected to work nonstop to prevent the fiscal cliff. The expiration of dozens of tax breaks and automatic spending cuts that would deal a $500 billion blow to the economy starting January 1st if no action is taken.
You did it. KCNR Shasta Redding, more of Free Fire after the news. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The big rush started last night.
I want a Toshiba 40-inch flat screen for $180.
But not every shopper got up early for a cheap TV or a computer.
What are you looking for today?
Socks.
That's it?
That is your socks.
You came to Macy's on Black Friday with thousands of other people to buy only socks?
I'll give you like a year's worth of socks.
That's Fox Business Network's Cheryl Cassoni in New York City. 147 million Americans are expected to shop today through Sunday. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at a mall near Miami, Florida.
Dave, it's just not that crowded here at the Aventura Mall. It's not empty, but it's not like a sardine can like in years past, where crowds have come to human gridlock and store employees needed to manage lines of people waiting to get in. What this snapshot means for the retailer's big picture and bottom line is yet to be seen. This mall is more than 8 hours of shopping time left today, Dave.
Evan, there is protesting near the shopping at some Walmarts.
I'm going to have to ask you guys to please be on the other side of the property. What you guys are doing right now is kind of unlawful.
That's a Walmart manager in Landover Hills, Maryland.
The grievances include pay, conditions, and alleged retaliation against those who try to unionize.
We're here today to say that we support and we're going to continue to encourage them until their satisfactions, their demands have been met.
Despite the protest, Walmart says it's having its best Black Friday ever. The company says the protests were smaller than expected and involved few actual Walmart workers. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
There's also protesting in Cairo, Egypt, including some clashes with police. The demonstrations are against Egypt's President Morsi decreeing himself new powers above the judiciary. In Israel, the ceasefire still holds, but at a Gaza border fence, Israeli troops open fire on a rush of hundreds of Palestinians, killing one of them, wounding 19. On Wall Street, there is a Black Friday rally. The Dow is up 113 points on a short trading day. The market will close early in 2 hours. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-766-4026. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-766-4026. That's 1-800-766-4026.
Once Thanksgiving and Black Friday and the long weekend have passed, Congress still has a big job ahead of it.
Top lawmakers continue negotiations to avert the fiscal cliff, hundreds of billions in spending cuts and tax increases scheduled for January. In exchange for tax revenue increases, Republicans want changes to unsustainable entitlement spending. The country's top labor unions have a message for lawmakers: don't touch Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. The unions have aimed an ad campaign at moderate lawmakers in Pennsylvania, Missouri, Virginia, and elsewhere, saying the debt solution is tax increases on the wealthy. Rich Edson, Fox News Radio.
A lot of people will be hitting the road again later this weekend to head home from a Thanksgiving vacation. Most will drive, some will fly, and they did get some pretty good deals this year.
For the Thanksgiving season, we've seen airfares pretty much stay flat. But when looking at Christmas, we've seen about an 8% increase. And also for New Year's, we've seen an increase of about 5%.
That's Orbitz air traffic analyst Chris Hills. You're still relevant, Charlie Brown. Not only did your balloon fly the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, your special was big on TV.
Holidays always depress me.
It's on every year, and every year people tune in to watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And with networks struggling to get viewers interested in new content, it looks like the oldies but goodies have remarkable staying power.
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
The 39-year-old repeat drew in more than 8 million viewers, its biggest audience in 4 years. And it's worth mentioning that the Thanksgiving special isn't even the most popular in the beloved animated franchise. Both A Charlie Brown Christmas and It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown deliver higher yearly ratings. Sabrina Sabal, Fox News Radio.
At the movies, the holiday season is underway. Life of Pi, one of the big debuts this weekend, along with a remake of Red Dawn. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We're back. KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, Shasta Redding. Yeah, you know, there's another example right there. We just listened to the debt solution is going to be solved by taxing all the rich into slavery. Just like, yeah, really? That's,
yeah.
That's the debt solution, is to tax the rich? You know, it's like, so everybody can be more dependent on the government. You know, you can be like we were just saying, Obama be your mama. You know what I mean? That's prison talk.
Well, what more do you want? You get your free cell phone and a cheap TV with Black Friday, you know?
Life is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's all I want, is to be sit in front of my cheap TV, dependent on the government, going, Obama, Obama, life is good. You know, I just need to, I need to go home and watch the news some more and get some of this great information that's absolutely, you know, bipartisan. Ah, boy. I mean, you know, you, this quote you came up with, sis, over the break is perfect. It's just, you know, so Einstein. I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots.
Imagine that.
Albert Einstein, the great thinker. There you go. E equals MC squared, and keep watching the TV, and you'll get smarter as the days go by.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you find a problem with that.
That's the problem. Everybody's getting so much disinformation. They don't know the, they can't tell reality from the truth.
Well, they don't even try. Most of the people don't even try to get their, you know, information or education anywhere else. If it's not on the TV,
that's
you
like,
know.
It's like Bill O'Reilly says, yeah, if you get your information off the internet, you're not all of that's true. And I'm thinking, that's true. Absolutely true. Not everything on the internet is not everything on the internet is factual and real. But everything on the TV is the inference.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, these guys tell you the truth on everything on the TV. I mean,
they
never
wouldn't lie.
They wouldn't lie about nothing. Really?
Even though everything goes through the White House before it comes onto the TV. You know,
not everything, but evidently they do control the media to a big degree.
Yeah.
What stories are going to be run through the White House, and then you got the slobbering guys all over, and anybody asks a hard question, oh boy, you don't want to have that, and you only get to have a press conference about every 8 months anyway. So, let's see.
We have Wells Fargo standing by with a Wells Fargo Market Minute.
That would be probably a good segue into that there, Bob.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Again, the Wells Fargo advisors bring you the Wells Fargo Market Minute each morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 approximately here on AM 1460 KCNR. And joining us now, today's correspondent, Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's shortened trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Index at 12,947. The S&P 500 is adding 12 points at 1403, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 30 points at 2957. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 143 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 32 cents at 1880, Intel's adding 44 cents at 1980, Google's up $1.57 at $6.67.44, while Apple's up $4.76 at $5.66.46. Of local interest, Costco up 66 cents at $97.40. Bank of Commerce up 2 cents a share at $4.47, while AT&T is up 26 cents at $34.11. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.68%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's up 98 cents a barrel at $88.36, and precious metals are higher with gold up $17.95 an ounce at $1,747 even, while silver's up 55 cents an ounce at $33.83. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll check in with you one more time at 9:05 this morning, just ahead of the Dennis Miller Show here on AM 1460. I need to slap myself there. It's Friday. The Dennis Miller Show does not start until 11 this morning. It's Friday. That means we have Shasta Startup from 9 to 10 and The Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Patrick Jones this morning sitting in for Wampus from 10 to 11. Stay tuned here at AM 1460 KCNR, and we'll be right back with more of Mark Kent and Linda Kent in for Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio this morning. 10 minutes past 8 right now.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we assign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Give a damn for sure.
back to Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR, home of Free Fire Media. Mark Kent and Linda Kent are in for Carl and Linda Bott on this Black Friday. And we'll return to your guest host after I remind you about the old-fashioned values you can find at Alliance Heating and Air, because quality doesn't have to cost more. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for any emergencies you might experience. Air-conditioned tune-ups from Alliance make a lot of sense. It'll extend the life of your home comfort system. Call 221-2642 and find out more from the good folks at Alliance Heating and Air. That's spelled A-L-L-I-N-Z. A-L-L-I-A-N-Z. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. 8:14 this morning. It's Black Friday, and Mark and Linda Kent are here. Good morning again, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back live. Home of the Free Fire Media, KCNR1460.com.
Covering a lot of different things this morning.
That's right. Hey, silver's,
bouncing all over.
Silver's up, interestingly enough, and looks like it's coming back and heading towards, up. So we shall see what happens with that.
What is it, around $34?
I'm hoping we break 34 here pretty quick. We're almost to 34 now and trending up. You know, these things... Sort of kind of like trying to pull up a weight with a bungee on a 45-degree angle. But, you keep pulling, and then sooner it slides. And just slides, you know. And that's kind of what's been going on here a little bit. But we'll see. Anyway, you have a veterans...
Yeah, I wanted to let people know about the Servicemen's Feast that's coming up on December 1st. It's from 5 o'clock to 9 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. And this dinner is for our military, police, and fire families, and there'll be Santa down there giving away toys. This is put on by Missing in America Project. So if you'd like to help out, you can give Fred a call, and I don't have his number handy. I'll get that. But, they're always in need of helping, serving, toys, monetary things, you know.
What was the name of that organization again?
Missing in America Project, M-I-A-P.
So the VIPs for the MPs are going for the MIA.
Not quite like that. But usually we go down there and help out. We cook turkeys for them and go down and help serve them. It's a great thing for the community. Like I say, it's for the military and the police and firemen.
And that's not on the QT.
No.
Okay, very good. So, moving right along, let's hit the Stanley Morgan doom scenario.
Could we get to Henry first?
Oh, yeah, we got Henry on the line. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, the fun never stops, Henry. How about you?
Well, it used to be better than it is, but the golden years aren't what they're cracked up to be.
The golden years are more like the plated copper years, right?
I think you're right. Say, I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Speaking a few minutes ago about this physical cliff they're about to fall off of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that the government lives on our money, when I stipulate our money.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I see this country in a position now, and this isn't going to be very popular, where they're going to have to cut spending and raise taxes, or we're going to have inflation like you've not seen before.
Oh, we're going to get that anyway, I think, because number one, these guys they refuse to cut spending, and you can't raise the taxes up high enough. So I think you're right, Henry. It's just
this is right, but what yeah. what I'm saying here is that I'm certainly in hopes that the Republicans will hold the line on this. I'll take the tax increase.
Yeah, I lost all faith in the Republicans with the last debt rate.
I'll take the tax increase because along with that comes massive government cuts.
Well,
and
I don't
do without a lot of the programs and departments in the government that we really don't need.
Well, that's why I disagree on the tax increase. I think that they're never going to solve the problem with the tax increase because they've got to cut the spending. They got to bare bones it, and you don't need the taxes. When you do the tax increase, in my opinion, you're taking money out of the coffers instead of putting it back in because
agree with that to that extent, but what I'm saying is the trade-off is worth it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's why we argue about these things. I don't think that that's true, but I guess we'll have to wait and see because that's probably what's going to happen. They're going to use this class warfare thing and go after the rich and, tax every, and, you know, that's such
Well, if they tax the rich and don't tax the rest of us, That's not constitutional at all.
Well, the that's right, equal protection. But the problem is, they don't even care about the Constitution anymore at this point. They just trample it. But the thing is, they say they're going to tax the rich, and what the people out there don't get is that is code for tax everyone, everything.
Well, if you've got just a minute, I'll tell you a conversation I had with my brother here just a short time ago, and he's a devout Democrat.
Okay, go ahead. Make it quick, though, Henry.
So he says, I think the rich ought to pay more tax. So I said, Richard, when you were buying your house, did you deduct the interest that you paid on the house from your taxable? Yeah. You were in business. Did you take business expense, for instance, your car write-offs and such as that? Well, yeah. Yeah, I did that. And I said, now on your 401Ks, you don't pay for that till you take the money back out. Another time you bought a piece of property and you sold it at a profit. And he said, that's correct. I says, did you take capital gain because you had it a year and a day and only paid 15% on that? And he says, well, yeah. I said, hey, you're rich folks.
That's right. Everybody's rich.
That's exactly what they do.
Everybody's rich. And, you know, I take a little umbrance on this whole income tax thing in the first place. The founding fathers said it, the power to tax is the power to destroy. They also said that if you have an income tax, then you can basically control everyone through that tax. And that's why they said an income tax was unconstitutional. It didn't become constitutional until 1913. So I think the problem is the income tax in the first place. And we ran the government up until 1913 without it. They get plenty of taxes other ways. It's the direct income tax that's the problem, and nobody will talk about getting rid of that because that would solve 90% of our problem right there in itself. Because the government, you know, what's the old saying? If the government can take what you have, they can and give it to somebody else, they can take everything from everyone. So that's the problem.
I agree with you 100%.
This is a power grab more than it is an income tax thing, in my opinion. It's more about the control issue than it is going to be about solving the economy.
And I'll tell you, we're so close to a dictatorship in this country, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's how dictators come in. They come in offering presents. They don't come in telling everybody they're going to put them in FEMA camps. How many
Obama
people would buy into that?
Exactly what Hitler did in 1935.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They come in and promise everybody a good life. You don't have any responsibilities. Here's a cell phone. Vote me in. La, la, la. And then you wake up one morning and it's like, okay, game's over. Shut up. We're cutting everything. Go back to work, and that's what's coming.
Well, you know, Hitler did the same thing back in 1935, and then what he did was he started picking on the rich folks who most of them happened to be Jewish.
Well, you got to pick on somebody. You know, he actually picked on the communists as well. You know, they went after the communists as the scapegoats. Everybody wants to talk about fascism, this and communism, that and socialism. Like, it's all different when it's all on the same scale. You either are having less government or more government, and everybody pushes it under a different name toward more government as opposed to liberty and less government. So you don't want to have no government because you'd have anarchy. So we want to have limited government. You know, that's why this whole thing the liberals say, oh, those conservatives hate government. No, what we hate is overreaching, too powerful government that takes property away from everyone.
Well, and that's exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what
they're doing it right now.
Yep, absolutely. Listen, Henry, we appreciate the call, and
okay.
You can call in anytime.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Henry. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. So, getting back.
I guess we're going to a break there.
Going to a break here to Pink Floyd, whether we like it or not.
I've got to ring up the old cash register here.
That's right. Money! It's again.
This is 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Where the time is 8:23.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance, insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
I will have my fair share.
We'll all have our fair share.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's like... You know, this whole thing of fair. Oh, yeah, don't you care about your fellow man? Is it, you have to be fair? Really? Are you kidding me? In other words, if I am forced to give my money to charity, is that charity still? No, that's called extortion. And that's how this tax thing works. In other words, is it fair for you to take somebody's income that works really harder for it and to prepare for their retirement, they're ambitious, and give it to somebody who doesn't? That's fair? Yeah, who decides what fair is? The government seems to think that it's always fair for them to be in control of everything and everyone. That is where we end up. This is a quote from Davy Crockett. We have rights as individuals to give as much money of our own as we please to charity, but as members of Congress, we have no right so to appropriate a dollar of public money. Now, doesn't that seem to be just a little bit different than what we're hearing today?
Yeah, definitely. Just the opposite of that's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And why is that? You know, the government creates the problem in the first place, and then they've got to solve the problem they created in the first place. Because with 1913 getting the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax, that is what started the problem. And taking us off the gold standard exacerbated the debt that we're in. And now they've created this big, huge debt that's a problem now. And how are they going to fix it? We're going to print more money, and we're going to take everything and give it to from one person to another and make everything fair.
Cheryl from Reading is on the line with a comment.
Well, good morning. I'd like to respond to Henry a little bit. Henry accepts the premise that I don't, that it's worth it if they cut back. But the trouble is, every year, going way back before Reagan, the Democrats make deals with the Republicans where they promise to cut back. Ronald Reagan tried it.
But they never do. They never do.
That's right. They never do the cutback. So when are we going to get wise and realize there's no point in making this deal?
I'm in total agreement with you. I mean, that's my premise, too, is like it's always we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But all we ever do is get more spending and higher taxes. So I'm saying you got to draw the line in the sand sooner or later and say, we're done. No more taxes, period.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And Ronald Reagan discovered it and decided not to go along with it anymore. But then a new president comes in and they do the same routine all over again, and they believe what Henry does, that you can try this.
Well, here's my premise. I think they're all on the same team at the higher levels.
See, I agree with you there,
yeah,
too.
That's the problem. I mean, look at the last debt ceiling raise. You know, there was so much pressure put on Congress from every side not to raise the debt ceiling, but they did it anyway. So they don't really listen to us anymore. And when you see Boehner buddying with Mr. Obama, I mean, it's hard not to think that, oh, gee, really? You got to present this paradigm that there's two sides, because if everybody realized they were all on the same team, there would be a lot less to argue about, and we'd be looking at them, not at all these other social issues.
Right. Well, of course, the Republicans are just going down the socialist road more slowly. That's been the problem. It's a good cop, bad cop routine. Yeah.
It's a routine.
And
you're right.
During the Republican primary, what we do is we have such a bad cop in the Democrats that we accept a mediocre, supposedly good cop who's never as bad as the bad cop, but will settle for him. And they're never what they should be. They're never a good
cop,
really, to begin with.
Well, and they won't let anybody into the primaries that is going to give a different platform message of liberty, of limited government, of sound money. They won't even let them into the platform. And the way they changed the rules this last time at the convention, and it was completely obvious if you watched any of the videos on Boehner reading it off of the teleprompter when they took the vote, that it was already a pre-planned and pre-meditated outcome. That,
oh, of course.
Yeah.
The same is true of the California Republican Party. There are things going on behind the scenes where they're trying to get rid of the pro-life platform, and they're trying to play it down. And some of our very own legislators, Mr. Nielsen and some others, were part and parcel of this attempt. And they're going to come back and try and do it again.
Well, see, the problem is that the Republican Party does not support their home platform.
Okay, we'll continue this
exactly.
In just a moment. We got to take a break for the news here at KCNR. It's 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A lot of people treating the day after Thanksgiving as a holiday to shop.
About $62 billion expected to be spent over the Black Friday weekend. The average American going to spend about $368 on Black Friday today and then throughout the holiday season. Retailers have been all about the discounts. They want to get people into the store. They want them to spend a lot of money, and people are doing just that today.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni in New York. The post office is trying out same-day package delivery.
Called MetroPost, the service is aimed at Internet shoppers who now have to wait a day or more to see their purchases. It will start next month in San Francisco as a test market. If it goes well there, it could expand to 9 other big cities like Boston, Chicago, and New York.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. A naked man has come down after 3 hours on a statue in London's government district. He's been taken in for a mental evaluation. Fox News, we report, you decide.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 26 in front of 9 right now, 834. It's Bob Martin in for Bad Bob this morning, and we'll return to your guest hosts, Mark Kent and Linda Kent, in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning here on AM 1460. I want to remind you to visit Cypress Square Barbershop. You'll find them at 2463 Athens Avenue in Cypress Square. Say hi to DC Tim, the man in black, and the whole gang at Cypress Square Barbershop. They don't take appointments, but you can call them for information anyway if you like. 244-9478, or go by and see them. 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. As Carl says, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Yay. Listen, I gotta have a new segment before we get to our caller. Here's the segment. Insane news. The most insane news of the day. Here's two of them.
How do we tell the difference from the regular news?
Well, you can't. That's the whole point. San Francisco now said it's illegal to be naked and running around on the streets unless you're in a parade. Oh boy, that's the best time is when you're in a parade. Yeah. So nobody can
only in
see.
San Francisco can this happen, folks.
The next one is the White House announces $6 billion to promote clean energy.
Where?
In Asia! That's where we should be spending $6 billion of... but we better...
I wasn't aware we had $6 billion to spend on promoting clean air here, let alone in Asia.
We're going
to
get that from the rich guy.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Let's raise some more taxes because we got to send them to Asia. Okay, with that...
See, I think San Francisco just needs to figure out a way to tax nudity. And how
would you do that by...
Be careful, folks. I might have to hit the button on that one. Okay, maybe with that we'll go to our caller. Terry, you there?
Get that out of your mind. Stop it.
I don't like where that's going.
Yeah. Morning, Terry. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
The fun never stops in the insane asylum here.
Good. Good Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. How about you?
Yeah, we had our... We usually have our annual turkey bowl, and we have the kids come in and grandkids, and we play. And this year we did something a little different. I guess we can thank the unions for this to a degree. We sold the football at a yard sale because things are tough, and we used a Twinkie. The nice thing about the Twinkie is we can save it and put it in our food storage because it'll last 100 years.
Yeah.
Down set. Right.
Yeah, so we're going to use everything. I mean, you know. Hey, I got to say that when you talked about the bipartisanship, you really hit something that was a great point. I mean, the whole thing is that you almost wonder sometimes the way that the two parties react, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, if it really isn't a matter of them being the same party and having a situation where it's just a difference of opinions on certain things.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, so if I support everything conservative and then register as a Democrat, that makes me bipartisan.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing, you know. And, you know, because, well, I'm excited about the fact that the businessmen and the unions got together. Has that ever happened before?
Yeah, I'd like to know who those businessmen are.
Yeah,
you know?
Those businessmen, yeah. Yeah, those, all the businessmen. Well, you have a business.
Yeah, but I've never even heard of it.
I have a business.
Yeah.
There's a lot of restaurant businesses. I mean, I bet that Red Lobster's really happy about that, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I'd like to know which business that they were talking about.
You guys think it's a phone call?
Well, you know, the thing is, it's probably something like the city workers business or... The civil service business. But those aren't businesses, are they?
Well, when you stop and think about the fact that actually, you know, the union can crash a whole company, I mean, that's pretty amazing to me. And I guess there's a lot of strikes in front of Walmart here on Black Friday, and they're not, yeah. I guess there's, you know, people complaining that the union people have been treated unfairly by the Walmart employees and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's, and it's not a big deal. I guess it's not going out quite as rampant as some of the other things that have happened. But, you know, it gets to a point now where we're looking at, you know, we're looking at an economy like you were talking about where we could be going right off the fiscal cliff, and we're hanging on by a shoestring right now.
Nah, we're already off the cliff, Terry. It's the bottom.
Right,
that, it's the bottom I'm worried about, you know. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's going to get to the point where you're going to be happy just to have a job here pretty quick.
And I think people have to start making a stand. And we've talked about the business community before. Somewhere along the line, the business community has to come together, you know, with conservatives, with other different groups in the area. You know, and get involved and get involved in what's going on in our county and in our city. I mean, when you start looking at all the restrictions the county's had, the lady out in I believe it's Bella Vista that, had the veterinarian clinic or was it Palisadro.
Yeah.
And here she, she gets, spends an enormous amount of money, is told something's going to happen. Then she's refused that that's going to happen. What they're doing with Anselmo, somebody who's actually bringing in revenue and tax dollars into the community, creating jobs. I mean, I'm sure if they would just leave the guy alone, he'd probably put a motel out there. We could, it could be absolutely fabulous as far as helping the community as far as tax dollars.
You know, the question really should be, Terry, is how many businesses have been stifled because of these economic policies? And if you think about it, how many businesses haven't been able to, I mean, it's hard enough to open a business as it is. I mean, you know, the failure rate is 90% or 95%. So let's make it harder for that other 5% to have a business. So everybody will have jobs, right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head. It's just like what you were talking about Obamacare. What Obamacare has done to the Darden restaurants. I mean, Red Lobster, Macaroni and Grill, Olive Garden. These people now are all part-time employees. So what did that nail?
Well,
200,000 jobs, something like that, to where it nailed these people, and now they have their part time because the company can't afford Obamacare.
Right. Well,
it's total insanity.
Yeah,
I just
absolutely
don't know where people think the freebies are going to stop.
Yeah, and the thing is that I'm sure that these people all work hard, but this idea that you're going to make everything fair is exactly doing the opposite. It's making everything unfair because when you put so much pressure on a business that they have to look for survival mechanisms in order to stay afloat, what's the most thing under their control? Well, their employees and their expenses. So if you can't raise your income, then you have to cut your expenses, which they're on the chopping block, like it or not, fair or unfair, because the more pressure you put on a business to stay in business or to try to keep in business, the more pressure that you're actually putting on them to chop expenses, which are the employees.
Well, you know what it is, Mark? Maybe we just don't understand redistribution, but I've got an analogy for you. I mean, there's a bunch of kids trick-or-treating, and one little boy goes to 30 houses, one little boy goes to 2 houses. Well, you know, with the little boy who goes to 30 houses and works a little harder for the candy, shouldn't he share the candy with the little boy who only went to 2 houses? I mean, what kind of fun scenario would that be?
Oh,
you take the candy out of one bag, you put it in another.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just the insanity of this, the idea of taking a work incentive away.
Yeah.
And really, along with taking our rights away.
Well, you know what you need to do is add to that scenario is you got the one kid that's on the block, and he watches all the other kids go by getting
candy. And
he
doesn't go to any houses.
No, he doesn't go to any houses, yeah. But he has this big guy with a gun next to him. And every time they come by, the big guy with the gun puts a gun on the other little kid and says, give me your candy or I'll throw you in jail or something. And then they have to give their candy to the one guy in that one kid. And then all you have to do is imagine that kid is Goldman Sachs. And the big guy with the gun is the government, and you have our system.
Well, you know, the thing we have to do now, it's a time to stand up. We really have to stand up for what's right. The way we're going to do that in a peaceful process is to go through voting for the right people, getting people voted in. You know, and as far as this recount goes, as far as Gary Catt and Dick Dickerson, as far as these two, I can sort of understand that maybe 11 votes, maybe somebody would want to check it out. But
sure,
to have a group, a certain group, come in and then say they want to be bipartisan, like you said,
yeah, that's the thing.
So
yeah.
Ridiculous. So, I mean, it's just, that's beyond the pale. I can't even see how anybody can see any logic or reasonable
Yeah, see, that's the thing
for them to do it other than self-serving.
That's the thing. I don't mind the recount. I don't mind that. That's not the issue. The issue is that the news sits there and reports these guys like they're, you know, they don't report they're from out of town. They don't report that they're union guys. They report that they're bipartisan, like it's some good thing for everyone. And it's like, really, you know, that's not a fair reporting of the facts.
Who always is the one who demands a recount in any close election? It's the guy who came up short, or the people supporting him. So,
correct.
Come on, there's nothing bipartisan about this.
Well, then, I also have a problem with this, as Kathy Darling said, that she had to go find the ballots. Locate the ballots.
So are the ballots missing?
Yeah, where'd they go?
Are they stuffed away like the Ark of the Covenant in some shelf somewhere in some big warehouse that nobody knows where they're at or something? I mean... Well, didn't they just count them?
I'm having flashbacks of Al Franken in Minnesota.
Yeah, didn't they just count them? They don't know where they're at now?
They got to go locate them somewhere?
Well, it's just like, you know, the military ballots getting out late on a consistent basis. There's a lot of challenges that we have. And, again, if we don't get in and try to change these offices, get into office, get into a situation where we're in the process. And there's a lot of good business people out there. I mean, we have some people in our community that have a business background, and they understand what to do as far as helping the community goes. We need some more of those people getting engaged and involved and having their voice being heard rather than just hiding back and worrying about offending customers.
I agree.
Yeah. It's come to the point that they need to all band together regardless of their political views.
Yeah. I mean,
or party, I should say, and start, you know, getting together with the business people and the local people and standing up
for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That, now that's nonpartisan.
You absolutely nailed it, Mark. You know, and that's the thing we have to start looking at, is that we have an election 2 years away. Well, less than 2 years away right now.
Yep.
We have to start looking at that right now. You know, and people that are going to start getting engaged have to understand being fiscally responsible. They have to understand limited government. They've got to understand that we have to adhere to the Constitution. And you know, there's one other voting block, and that's the Christian right. When you look at 60 million Christians in the United States, 30 million only vote, and there's 33% of that other 30 million that don't even bother to register. That's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Yep.
You know, when you have a situation where they're not standing up, and if you go back to when Daniel Webster was running for office, Daniel Webster of the Webster Dictionary was running for office in his county, there were 5,000 voters. Well, guess what? He got 4,990 votes, and his opponent got 10. But all 5,000 voted because they understood it was their duty to vote. And really and truly, you know, as a Christian, I believe that God's helped us with this country. God's given us this country. God is in charge of this country. And it's our duty to be good stewards of this country, and it's our duty to vote. It isn't a privilege. It's our duty to vote.
Absolutely.
And to make sure that the laws are moral and that that what's happening is adhering to what we believe in a moral society. And until we start doing that, until we have a situation where the Christian right gets involved like they should have through this apathetic situation we have now,
I think we have to go to a break, Terry.
Sorry, was that a good rant?
Yeah, but I think we're going to a break now, whether we want to or not. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm, that pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. More of Mark Kent and Linda Kent in just a moment. I want to remind you, this being Black Friday, be sure to stop by and visit the crew at Crown Motors. Their big Black Friday weekend sale going on right now. Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Serving the North State, Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your every need. They take pride in the vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. Call them at 223-2177 or go by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. Billy Bob is on the line.
Good morning, Billy Bob. How you doing today?
Hey, good, Mark and Linda. You guys are ramrodding this show for Carl and Linda very well, and it's going to be a hard to follow up on Terry's precise comments and Henry's call. Fabulous.
Oh, very good.
All right, thank you.
Yes, but
give it a shot.
I just want to throw one thing in here that I think we've all rehearsed what the problems are. We mull them over every show I listen to. Everybody understands what our dilemma is. But what we're forgetting is let's do something about it. Everybody says let's organize locally. Let's do it from the grassroots up. Well, we have an opportunity in the Northern California and Southern Oregon in the mystical state of Jefferson to absolutely grab this bull by the horn and shit can, excuse me, I probably have to get bleeped there, but
I think you just did.
Yes, there are some words you can't use on the radio, Bob. Billy Bob, but we hopefully bleeped it there. Continue.
I'm sorry about that, but we have to just strip the bureaucratic quagmire and form our own state. We have all the gold in Southern Oregon, Trinity, Shasta, all these counties. We'll take even some of the Southern gold country, and we'll start mining gold, and we'll be one of the richest and most productive states in the nation and set an example back with the Constitution being the premise of our government, and we'll do it right. But I think this is the time that we have no option in Sacramento, and that the mystical state of Jefferson has to be ramrodded and brought to nutrition.
You know, I like the concept, but I'm not sure how feasible it is from a legal standpoint to get that done and how much support and so forth. That would be the only thing. Maybe that's a pet project that you can work on there, Billy Bob, and figure out how feasible that that is to do and then present it to some of the community leaders and see if we can get it done.
Well, you've got the influence. You've got the bully pulpit, and Carl does all as well. But what I'm trying to instill in Henry's and Terry and all the people that listen and are concerned is just a simple fact, is that Southern Oregon's with us. We open up our gold, and they can't argue with us.
Like I say, it'd just be about the legal way of doing it, and how do you get it done? I mean, that's something that I think should be looked at and see if it's a viable thing to do.
Yeah, we've got agriculture to our south. We've got all the resources in the world. We've got all the timber. Okay, I'll
Excuse
let you guys
me.
Go.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bob.
You know, I think we could model ourselves after North Dakota. They have a pretty good system going up there.
I guess we're going to a break now. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Got to take one more break, and we'll wrap up Free Fire for this Friday here at 8:54 now.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Mark Kent and Linda Kent in for Carl and Linda Bott. And Bob Martin here. We'll return to Mark and Linda to wrap things up after we remind you to choose Shasta Gas Propane. The price is competitive. They offer senior discounts and veteran discounts. Their service is unparalleled, locally owned, family operated. Give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. Hey, Mark and Linda, it's been a blast this morning.
Yeah, it has been. Once we got going, it all worked out good.
I'm looking at silver, about ready to break 34. I'm liking it.
I guess we have another caller on the line. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
You got a question or comment?
Yeah, on the state of Jefferson, there's already been one person here in town that's already named his company, the State of Jefferson Diesel, over on Hartnell, because he's already prepared to go into the state. But if you go on the Google and you Google the State of Jefferson, you'll find that it had already been approved by Congress and everything, and it was never ratified because of the war. And Stan Statham and Tom Woods, if you get a hold of those people, they could tell you a lot about, because they were starting to push it through. And that was one of the things that Tom Woods kind of got elected on, trying to push that through.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that, because I think, you know, we got to do something here pretty soon because we're being wiped out by the minority from Southern California.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of work that's already been done on it. And so if somebody just find out how much work's been done, where you have to pick it up and keep and carry on. But if you go on the and Google it, then you can find out exactly how much work's been done. But that's what I understood that it had already been.
I'll check it out.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a lot for the information, Jim.
You bet.
Thanks.
All right.
Very good.
Bye.
Yeah, I miss the good old days when all L.A. wanted to do was steal our water.
You know, another thing that happened this last election, we don't have hardly any time, but, you know, they really, really disenfranchised the Hispanic vote, and that was a big thing. And so I think that if you're going to there's definitely some lines being drawn on there because people resent people coming from over the border and instantly getting benefits. I think that's the big thing. If you made it a pathway to citizenship where they were working and so forth, and you made it possible for a lot of them to become citizens, but you didn't hand out free benefits just for coming over the border,
right.
I think that would solve a bunch of your problem because they're bleeding the state dry. Because if I could just get over the border to another country and they're going to give me welfare and food stamps and I can put 30 people in one mailbox,
The problem with doing that, a lot of people think, is that you're essentially encouraging people to break the law by incentivizing them.
That's what I'm saying. You've got to de-incentivize the freebies and incentivize family and work and supporting and having a job already, that type of thing, and then figure out a pathway to citizenship, and then you might get these guys on your side. Because nobody's against the Hispanic community in the conservative movement. I think they're against the give-outs and the bleeding of the working population that's already here.
Right, yeah, and us producers are getting where we can't produce anymore.
Yeah, we're headed for Galt's Gulch.
Yeah.
Mark Kent and Linda Kent, you hear them on Sovereign Minds every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, tomorrow being no exception. Thank you both for hosting here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
Y'all have a great weekend. Happy holidays.
And we'll see you. Yep.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Black Friday rush, already more than 12 hours old at some stores, like Walmart, that opened on Thanksgiving night. Some workers are protesting.
6, 7, 8!
We're the ones that move your brain!
And it's cold and windy at that one in Chicago. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has more live in Washington.
Walmart stores are not unionized, and that doesn't sit well with the United Food and Retail Workers Union, which organized this protest. The goal is to get Walmart workers in 100 cities to walk off the job on the busiest retail day of the year. Reverend Edwin Jones with the Living Faith Baptist Church says Walmart mistreats its workers.
We're not going to continue to tolerate Walmart's misbehavior, disrespect, disregard for workers.
Now, Walmart downplays the effects of these protests, saying that they were smaller than originally billed, and they say few actual Walmart workers took part. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. It's not all that busy, at least for now, at one mall near Miami, where Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live.